Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life. Say,
I'm getting ready.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is anybody ready for overflow? Is anybody ready for a blessing today? Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a fresh word, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. And I say to everyone who's tuned in, good morning, good morning, good morning. We got the fire. All right, I got a great word for you today. We're going to go to the book, praise the Lord, of Genesis. Chapter 37, verse 29. Again, that's Genesis 37, verse 29. Just so you know, if you hear some background noise, I'm actually on the road today. I've pulled over, but I'm en route to Fort Pierce here now, going to see a new client, an actual teenager who was arrested on yesterday, and the parents called me out. So you may hear, you know, some background noise, but I have pulled over. All right, and while you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I am live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180. And on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. But if you can't call in live, you need to still make sure that your soul doesn't miss this hot manna. Follow so that you'll receive the recording via text Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also contact me there, send your prayer requests, your testimonies, help spread the gospel by giving to the ministry. Whatever it is that you need to do, just go to rossi.org. See videos of prior sermons, rawsi.org. By now, you should have that word ready. It was only one verse. Let's go to Genesis 37, verse 29, and I'm reading from the KJV. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. Listen again. And Reuben, which was Joseph's brother, returned unto the pit. Why? Because he was looking for Joseph to be in the pit that they put him in out of their jealousy and envy at how their father loved Joseph. And behold, wow, alas, right? Joseph was not in the pit, not in the place where his brothers had placed him out of their hatred and jealousy and envy. And he rents his clothes. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is come out of the pit. Come out of the pit. Come on and just say that wherever you are. Come out of the pit. Praise the Lord. Now in the book of Genesis, the 37th verse gives us the biblical record of what happened with Joseph and his brothers. You see, Joseph was the son of Jacob, also known as Israel. And Jacob loved Joseph, but Jacob had many, many sons. You know, you've heard of people mention the tribe of Judah. Judah was his son, and Reuben was his son. And so what happened is that Jacob gave Joseph a coat of many colors, and it was very obvious to Joseph's brothers that Joseph was favored above above them by the father. As well, Joseph was a dreamer. God spoke to Joseph in dreams. And so right before this particular incident in which they conspired to kill their brother Joseph, Joseph had a dream wherein he rose above his brothers. He overtook them. And the issue was that when Joseph would have these dreams or God would show him something, Joseph didn't have that, you know, self-control to just keep it to himself and to whenever God brought it to pass. No, Joseph would go out and share it with his brothers. Let me tell you what I dreamed last night, what God showed me would happen. So on this particular occasion, Joseph shared his dream with his brothers, and they got tired of it. You know, Dad favors him, God favors him, we're going to get rid of him. So what they did is they conspired that they were going to kill Joseph. They were going to kill him, throw his body into this pit, and tell the, you know, they were going to kill him and tell the father, Jacob, that Joseph had been killed, like by some wild animals. So what happened is Reuben said, well, wait, let's just throw him into the pit here. And Reuben really had a plan, the Bible said, in the verses prior to this, that what he was going to do was have the brothers throw Joseph into the pit and come back later while they were not there and remove Joseph from the pit and take Joseph back home to safety. But in the meanwhile, after they all placed Joseph into the pit, and before Reuben could return, which was where we were in verse 29, some travelers came by, and the brothers decided that they would just go ahead and sell Joseph into slavery. And what they would do is they would tear the coat of many colors and apply animals' blood to it and take that coat back to their father and say that Joseph had been slain by an animal. So by the time Reuben gets back, stay with me, I'm talking to you about come out of the pit. By the time Reuben gets back in verse 29, to implement his plan to deliver his brother to safety, you see it is too late, because when he gets back, he sees that Joseph is no longer in the pit. The pit is empty. And so now Reuben, you know, he's afraid and he questions his brothers as to what they did. And they told him that they sold Joseph into slavery. And then they all went back and took the coat to the father and told him, you know, that an animal had come in and killed Joseph. And Jacob, the father, was very vexed. But what happened? What happened, glory, is years later, this same land went into a famine. I don't have time to read that to you, but stay with me here. I'm going to get you out of this pit within this 15 minutes, whatever your pit may be, because you may be in a pit emotionally. You may be in a pit naturally. You may be in a pit financially or spiritually. You may be in a pit relationally or health-wise. You may be in a pit just in your entire life. Maybe your entire life you've been in a pit. You've grown up in a home where you were abused or where you were talked to so negatively, always put down, berated, and humiliated. Maybe all throughout your entire marriage you've been in the pit, physically abused or neglected or cheated on. Ah, glory. Yeah, we're going to get you out of that pit today. So what happened later on is that the land goes into a famine, and the Israelites need to go to this particular place in Egypt to get grain. Now, while Joseph had been sold into slavery, remember I told you that God dealt with him in dreams, he gets to this place where he is working in very high esteem there for Potiphar, who is a soldier in high command under the Pharaoh. But Potiphar's wife decides that she wants Joseph, and so she makes sexual advances towards Joseph. Joseph refuses and then runs out, and she catches a hold of a piece of his clothing and then takes it to her husband and said, look, this slave you had in here, he tried to rape me, so Joseph is in prison. Stay with me. I'm trying to show you what happens even when you're in the pit, how deliverance takes place, because even in the midst of being in the pit, God places you and positions you to elevate you to greatness. So while Joseph is in the pit, and remember the brothers at this time don't know what has happened, the father still thinks he's dead. Someone has a dream, and Joseph interprets the dream. So a little while later, then another dream happens, and no one can interpret the dream for the king, but somebody remembers Joseph down there in the other pit, right, in the pit of the prison, that he had this gift to interpret dreams. Joseph goes up and interprets the dream, and in doing so, allows that kingdom to be prepared so that when everybody else goes into lean times and dry times and famine, they have more than enough. So Joseph is elevated. Now let's bring back in the brothers. So here they are now in famine, and they have to go to this same place where Joseph is now elevated, although they don't know Joseph has been elevated out of the pit, to beg or buy grain. And while they are there, they come there, Joseph sees them and recognizes them, because they're standing right before him asking for assistance, but they don't even know that it is their brother. See, this is what happens as well. When God brings you up out of the pit, he changes your whole appearance. He changes you so much that those who hated you, those who plotted against you, those who conspired against you, those who came in and were complicit in attempt to slay you, to kill you, to defame your name, your reputation, to take everything away, can't even recognize you, because the glory of God, glory, has not only brought you out of the pit, but elevated you to power. So Joseph makes his little plan up. We don't have time to read that in detail, but go back and read Genesis 37 and go forward, you know, from there. And so Joseph makes up this plan that's going to make it to appear that one of the brothers took something from them, and then he has them pursued, and he says to them, go and bring your father. Ah, sorry. Glory. At this time, they still don't know it's Joseph. So he has them bring Jacob, who, of course, is in his old age. And when they get there, Joseph reveals himself. And he lets them know that what you meant for bad, what the devil meant for bad, the time in the pit, throwing me in the pit, slandering my name. Oh, anybody been there today? Defaming me, not appreciating what I've done, backstabbing me. The time that I was in the pit due to your actions, the time that I was in the second pit of being in prison and in bondage, the time that you meant for me to be gone, God was positioning me for good. Glory. So he is revealed, and they have to beg his forgiveness. Before we go into prayer, I came to remind you today that you can come up out of the pit. It doesn't matter what people have said about you. It doesn't matter where they have tried to place you, how they've tried to defame you. God is greater than your greatest enemy against you. God is greater than your greatest opponent. God is greater than your greatest catastrophe, your greatest failure, your greatest backsliding conduct or task. God is greater than any pit. His love and his power runs deeper than the bottom of the ocean. Ah, his jurisdiction is wider than infinity. God can bring you up out of the pit. You don't have to live in the darkness. You don't have to live in defeat. Come on up out of that pit today. Come on up out of the darkness. Come out of the dry land and be possessed. into your place of greatness. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and praise him as we prepare to go into prayer. Just say, self, I'm coming up out of the pit today. Speak it to yourself. Whatever the pit is, call out the pit by name. Whatever's been binding you and constraining you and holding you, whatever's been incarcerating you, glory, speak to it by name. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we magnify you. We magnify you. God, we give you glory because we have come out of the pit today. No longer will we be bound by our enemies, by our opponents, by our naysayers. But God, but God, but God. Glory. We move into the position of power where you have placed us. And in doing so, even then, we can still, Father, help our opponents, help our enemies, even bring them into salvation, because, God, you said you'd make our enemies our footstool. Help us, Lord, not to become afraid of the power of the enemy, because they have not power over you, but rather help us to seek you and your will and your way, to rest in your glory and your anointing, which destroys every yoke, to walk in the power of God, to walk in the joy and the strength of Christ. Now, Lord, we say thank you. Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for elevation. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for elevation. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the release. We thank you for the power and the strength, the confidence. Oh, we have come out of the pit. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you and give him praise. Tell him thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go into the altar call, and I'm going to end with your task. But keep on praising God. Hallelujah. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden or who've been down in the pit too long, I need you to repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will stop worrying about the pit dug for me by others, because you are greater than my greatest enemy. So I come out today. I come out of the pit today. I come out of the prison today, and I will no longer return. I will rest and live in the position of elevation that you've given unto me. Come on and praise him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now listen, before I give you the task, make sure you're in church this weekend. If you're in the Miami area and you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Church starts at 11, Sunday school at 9. The address is on my website, rossi.org. All right, let's get ready and give you your task. Our topic for today is come out of the pit. Your task for this entire weekend, right, is to, you have now been released from whatever's been holding you, is to not go back. Do the things necessary to move forward and not move back. Stop being afraid of your opponents. God has given you the victory. And then to bless someone else by sharing this word. You know someone else who's bound. You know someone else who's depressed. You know someone who needs to be encouraged by this word. So for those of you who receive the text because you follow, forward the text. Share it. For those of you who don't follow, just send them to the website, rossi.org, and they can hear the recording on the broadcast page. That's rawsi.org. Finally, if the word has blessed you today, give or donate to the ministry, hallelujah, so that you help spread the gospel. You can donate on rossi.org or Cash App, $RossiWilliams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. All right, I love you. I'll see you Monday morning. Go, go, go in liberty. You don't have to live in the pit anymore.